what I'm hoping to get through, lessons from an audio guy, is I'm an audio guy. And now that I'm working for a company that does a lot of things on the network, I'm having to learn a lot of things about the network, things that, you know, I didn't think about before. Using a network switch to transport audio visual is not like using a regular AV matrix switcher. It's not a one or one to many route. If you don't set up the switch right for sending this information out correctly, your audio streams and your video streams don't go out right. There's things like addressing, VLANs and stuff like that, that most of us know. And there's a lot of things that happen in the background when we do Dante Configurator and some of the other software configuration tools. But some of the things we're having to look at now, when I get into a switch, like IGMP snooping, which channels are going to have snooping, which channels aren't going to have snooping. And this just allows a more efficient communication for our video packets and audio packets to get from point A to point B. Something I just recently learned about as an audio guy called flooding. What it means when a switch is flooding, you know, giving all the information everywhere and just letting who needs it, whatever port needs it, pick it up. And that's not a good thing. You know, we want to disable flooding in a lot of our switches because it's very inefficient, again, traffic-wise. And with the fact that AV, I always preach that AV was very, very dependent on time, right? Audio and visual communication is very time dependent. And this is not like regular data. Regular data goes through the network. And, you know, if I download half a Google page and it stops for, you know, a half a second and keeps downloading, nobody cares. But if my video is choppy or if my audio is not synced up perfectly with the lips, it's a very bad experience. So we have to make sure that the latency on this information is perfect. It's as low as we can get it. And it's, you know, almost real time communication. So very, very low latency. And what switches do is they put out a lot of information and sometimes unnecessarily just to make sure we get that communication, that redundant communication streams going on, just in case somebody needs it, they can grab it. Well, as an AV network engineer, now I have to be worried about what ports are getting what streams and what information is going through. I also have to do things like enable jumbo packets, where we have these huge packets of information. You know, most data can be segmented into smaller packets. AV needs to be really kept together as much as possible. The less we have to recompile our stream, the less latency we can have. So we have these jumbo packets. So these are things I'm learning as an audio guy, how to keep the time. As an audio guy, time is a big thing to me. I got to think everything's chronologically correct. But that's just, you know, electrons are fast. They do that. I'm going this far. With network stuff, it's a totally different ballgame. So to ensure these things are happening at the right time, I have to really pay attention to how that data is delivered, how these switches are set up. If I'm going between switches, I have to worry about bandwidth. If I have 5 10 gig devices on one switch and 5 10 gig on another, but only a 40 gig uplink, I'm going to have oversaturation of that network stream. So I might start dropping boxes every now and then, or all the boxes might drop down to 1 gig. You know, it could have pretty severe impacts on my transport. So these are some of the lessons I'm learning as an audio guy, getting into network engineering and getting into the network and how AV works on the network. And so I'm writing a lot of these down because I know a lot of my fellow AV engineers and audio and video professionals, this isn't our wheelhouse. This is a normal thing. And, you know, once I get a hold of it and kind of wrap my head around the knowledge, I'm like, oh yeah, that's what it does. So I want to make sure this information gets out, not just to Aurora customers and the people using our equipment, but to all the industry. And, you know, you can, then you have a better comparison when you go to compare equipment, apples to apples. What has the lowest latency? What has the best frame rate? If you're trying to do seamless switching, what's the latency or frames between those switches? And you can really get the quality gear and not get caught up in the miasma of this marketing campaign or that marketing campaign. And you can compare apples to apples, and you can compare what the gear is actually doing. And this is going to help out our AV professionals when we're starting to pick out gear that's going to sit on the network, because this is the way of the future. Equipment's going on the network. It's not going to be a lot of RGB HV anymore. Not going to be a lot of just straight the AV connection. A lot of, and it's a, you know, great save on infrastructure. The infrastructure is already there. We got just have to make sure it's going to work for our stuff. So what can you expect from lessons from an audio guy? You can expect a lot of like, I didn't know this when I first started. This is what's going on. And hopefully you'll be able to check it out on our Aurora website coming up here soon. All right. Thanks a lot.